All right, welcome back to the final few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I want to thank my good friend, attorney Fred Gordon, and former alderman of the city of Milwaukee, who now resides in sunny Charlotte, North Carolina. You know, Fred, and the last subject, abortion. So there are people who seem to think, on the Democratic side of things, that the abortion issue is going to supersede all of the other things we've been talking about prior to getting to this subject. And somehow Democrats are going to wind up, through abortion, holding on to the House and the Senate. You say what?
No, I don't think that's the case. I think what's going to happen is that it will be discussed, debated, discoursed, all of that. But it's not going to make a real difference in the midterms, in my view, because this was something that people knew was going to happen. It was already leaked. And one thing about government these days, man, even the judicial branch has drama. You know, it can't contain its leaks. You know, stuff gets out. And that's purposeful, Earl. That never happened before. Stuff is happening now, you know, in the various branches of government, and that's why there needs to be continued education from a civics standpoint. There's a documentary on Netflix about attorney Ben Crump, and it's called Civil. And now, you know, he's the go-to attorney for these families who are affected by police misconduct.
Yeah, right.
So, and the reason why I bring him up is because, you know, civics to me are still important. It's why I got into electoral politics. It's why I consider myself, you know, a politician, small p. And I'm still always fascinated by the machinations and the politics, as you put it, that emanate from these institutions. So, all of that just says to me that this issue is important. It can still be fought, and it should be fought. I've always been pro-choice and always will be. And the devastating part is how it's going to hurt Black women, particularly in the South, where most of these laws have reigned supreme for quite some time. But is it going to happen? Is it going to be something that will tip the scales? I don't think so.
You know, Fred, that was kind of like the one thing that many of us have been holding on to, knowing the outcome or almost already of the midterms. And you even hear Democrats who know that they're not going to be able to, you know, hold on to these particular seats. But, Fred, you know, the other hope was that the suburban woman would be angry enough that they've taken away that option, that they would come out in leaps and bounds and somehow rescue the Democrats, even though some of these women have been independent and would swing over once again to Democrat.
That's a possibility. We don't know at this stage how that's going to pan out. I think we'll probably have more information in the fall, in the early fall.
Right.
That could be a situation that could occur. But the percentages are not that substantial at this point.
You know, Fred, out of all the things and all the stuff, things that we discussed this morning, what you said, out of all those things that sticks with me more than all the other things, is that this fact that the Democrats are in serious, serious trouble politically is real and could last some time.
Well, it could. And I think that the way that you change that is that you've got to be strong and strident in what you believe in. Right now, the Democrats are being disposed of in many respects by the Republican propaganda machine. And whatever you, wherever you get your politics from, if you get politics, there's just so many places where you can get the information. And what kind of information? See, I'm so skeptical now that I'm from the Marvin Gaye school of analysis. You believe half of what you see,
and none of what you hear.
None of what you hear. And that serves me well because, you know, things change so quickly. Just listening to your news feed, that happened yesterday. And, you know, you're still talking about it. And I'm talking about the January 6th hearing.
Yeah, right.
So now things are just happening so fast, but you have to still analyze and you still have to continue working. And young people, it's up to the young people, man. Whatever happens in America henceforth will be dictated by young people.
You know, Fred.
Far younger than you and I.
You know.
We get to be sages, and I like being a sage.
One of our mutual good friends said to me, Dr. Howard Fuller, I talked with him about a month ago, and I was talking to him about something. Mm-hmm. And you know what he told me? I said, well, these young people don't want to hear what the elders have to say. And he said to me, Earl, it's their time now. And you know what, Fred?
Yeah.
He said, it was our time at a given time. And so now it's their time. And really, Fred, that's kind of what it is, right?
Oh, it should be, yes. If people call me up and ask me what I think about something, and if I feel like telling them, I will. But I'm not trying to impose, you know, my philosophy on anyone. It's my philosophy. And, you know, when you have an opportunity to share your concerns with people, and there's a response and there's some dialogue going on, that's always important because the whole thing is about communication, Earl.
Right.
How you communicate to people, how you convey thoughts and aspects and facts and all those things. And you can do it by yelling and screaming or you can do it by having a real conversation. And the conversation doesn't have to be lengthy, but it certainly has to be worth the time that you put into it.
Listen, man, and having echoed those words, I want to thank you, man, for taking this time out this morning.
Hey, brother, it's always a pleasure to chop it up with you, like old times.
Yeah, man, and having this, you know, spending this time with us and looking at things from a perspective, that old school perspective that I still, even though it's not our time, it's always good to hear from the old school perspective. Thank you, man. We'll talk soon.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, thanks, man. Good talking to you. That's former alderman of the city of Milwaukee and attorney Fred Gordon, who now lives in sunny Charlotte, North Carolina. You know, we spent a lot of time talking today about a myriad of different subjects. And the one thing that's for certain is that we both agree. We don't always agree on everything, but we do agree that this is a time, you know, like there never was a time, and we got to address it as that. Thank you, everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Sam. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned to the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.